deadly violence.
At a South Carolina prison.
Ex-FBI chief on Donald Trump.
He's morally unfit to be president.
Barbara Bush in failing health.
The former president is by his wife's side, and all they do is hold hands.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Seven inmates are dead, 17 injured after a night of fighting at a South Carolina prison. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
It happened at the Lee Correctional Institution, which houses some of South Carolina's most violent and longest-serving offenders. Teddy Kulmala is a criminal justice reporter for the state newspaper in Columbia.
It was in three housing units. It was inmate-on-inmate assault is what they described it as.
It took local and state officers some 7 hours to subdue the riot. No officers injured, but as you said, seven inmates died. 17 needed outside medical attention, Steve.
Well, former FBI Director James Comey has raised more issues about President Trump in an ABC News interview. CBS's Paula Reed says he's raising the stakes in what's become a war of words with the president.
Comey took aim at President Trump, who fired him last May, unleashing a stream of attacks on the president's character.
A person who sees moral equivalence in Charlottesville, who talks about and treats women like they're pieces of meat, who lies constantly about matters big and small and insists the American people believe it, that person's not fit to be president of the United States on moral grounds.
Are you thinking President Trump's a liar?
Yes.
The president tried to get ahead of the interview, tweeting Sunday morning that Comey was slippery and a slime ball that he hardly even knew. In his most explosive charge, Comey said the president could have obstructed justice when he asked him to let go of the investigation into former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn.
He's asking me to drop a criminal investigation of his now former National Security Advisor.
The president says he didn't say that.
Yeah. Well, what am I going to do? He did.
Was President Trump obstructing justice?
Possibly. I mean, it's certainly some evidence of obstruction of justice.
Well, Trump attorney Michael Cohen is due in a federal court in New York today as arguments go on over last week's raid on his home, office, and a hotel room. Mr. Trump tweeted yesterday, all lawyers are now deflated and concerned by the raid. The U.S. is poised to slap new sanctions on Russia. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, those sanctions are expected to target the Russian firms that have played a role in helping Syrian President Bashar al-Assad develop his chemical weapons program. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley was on Face the Nation.
They will go directly to any sort of companies that were dealing with equipment related to Assad and chemical weapons use.
The sanctions are expected as the Washington Post tells of presidential resistance to tougher actions against Moscow, despite the urging of his top aides. Mr. Trump was said to be enraged to learn that European countries weren't each expelling as many Russian diplomats or spies as the U.S. most recently did. The paper says the president felt misled by his advisors. The White House this morning is pushing back against the president of France, who said yesterday that he convinced Mr. Trump to have U.S. troops remain in Syria. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president's views on a quick withdrawal have not changed, Steve.
Well, now we turn to Syria and the aftermath of those attacks by the U.S., Britain, and France designed to take out the country's chemical weapons facility. CBS's Seth Doan went to one of the targets.
We are seeing spin from all sides, but one thing is clear, that facility is completely destroyed. It's also clear that the airstrikes will not have an overall effect on this war. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his allies are winning, and Assad is already looking ahead. He told Russian lawmakers over the weekend $400 billion would be needed to rebuild Syria's economy.
Well, now to Houston, where CBS's David Begno tells us a 92-year-old former first lady is in failing health at home and refusing further medical treatment.
Barbara Bush has been in and out of the hospital recently for a number of health-related issues, including bronchitis and Graves' disease, which she has battled for decades. In a statement, a family spokesman says it will not surprise those who know her that Barbara Bush has been a rock in the face of her failing health, worrying not for herself, thanks to her abiding faith, but for others.
At least one death is reported in North Carolina after stormy weather kicked up at least one tornado.
We actually thought we were gone. We were like, this is it. We're done. We're dead.
In parts of the upper Midwest, there's deep snow and disbelief.
It's spring. It's April. And this stuff should be melting. I'm trying to stay positive.
In Hawaii, more than 2 feet of rain on Kauai caused flooding and left dozens stranded in a Red Cross shelter. Kentucky's governor has apologized.
I'm sorry for those of you, every single one of you, that has been hurt by things that I've said.
Matt Bevin in a video statement saying after he had suggested on Twitter that children were sexually abused because they were left at home when teachers rallied at the state capitol. In Boston, a bell tolled yesterday to mark the time 5 years ago when deadly bombs went off at the Boston Marathon. CBS's Steve Dorsey looks ahead to today's event.
Christina Elliott from Cincinnati is one of 30,000 runners expected to take part in the marathon.
This is absolutely amazing. I mean, I was ecstatic to finally get in. Just all the excitement, all the energy. This city is so welcoming.
It's been 6 years in the making for runner Nathan Payton of Lubbock, Texas.
You spend all that time and effort, and then you're at the subject of rain and wind and all that kind of stuff.
Following the Boston bombings 5 years ago, police have set up bag search checkpoints and are stationed on rooftops. They're also using drones to keep watch over the course. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Boston.
Well, the Academy of Country Music Awards was a touching tribute last night.
As country music honored its best last night, it could not forget the events of 6 months ago.
Tonight, we wanted to open the show with something that sums up what it's like for our country music family to be back in Las Vegas for the first time since October 1st.
Last October's mass killing of 58 people at the Route 91 Country Music Festival here in Las Vegas hung over the award show, and when the top award, Entertainer of the Year, was announced,
Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean, who was performing when the gunfire began, paid tribute to the victims.
To my Route 91 people, you guys are in our hearts always. I love you guys.
Many of the stars last night wore a number 58 pin to honor those killed. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Las Vegas.
In neighborhoods from coast to coast, people walk their dogs. They come in all sizes. CBS's Jim Krasula says size matters now in one place.
Residents of the McConnell's Trace neighborhood in Lexington, Kentucky, say the developer, Dennis Anderson, is barking up the wrong tree. He has now banned 11 big dog breeds from the area. German Shepherd owner Letitia Crabtree and her neighbors are howling mad.
This is my house, just like that's their house and that's their house. We own these. How can he come in and send a letter to any of us saying we can't have this breed?
The developer feels the dog breeds, including Rottweilers, Pit Bulls, Great Danes, and Dobermans, are too dangerous. Existing pets are excluded from the dog ban.
Well, a man who was a Marine made quite a living portraying military men in the movies and on TV.
What is your major malfunction?
That's R. Lee Ermey in Full Metal Jacket. Ermey has died at 74, complications from pneumonia. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kaffin, CBS News.